Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome, mate, for another episode of Cheese, Please. We got the shrimp on the barbie, just getting ready to crack a tinny to relax and enjoy some cheese on the show. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And I'm feeling very Australian on the show this week. And that's a bloody oath for you now, isn't it? What?
I'm speechless.
No, you're supposed to say bonza, mate.
Well, you're not a bonzer, mate.
Yeah. Oh, Davina,
but come
on.
You're pretty dinky-dee.
Come on, get into it. Come on the show this week, we have an album that came out in the early 90s that did multiple versions of Stairway to Heaven, and they were all from Australia.
Strange, but true.
And that's why we're talking a little Australian this week on the show. The chart-topping cheesy was almost a one-hit wonder why, but I suppose it's more of a chart-topping cheesy. But either way, we're calling it a chart-topping cheesy, so there.
We've right? made the decision, and we are sticking to it.
Absolutely. But we're starting off the show with, some of you people don't like that. Let's put it that way.
But we have some fans.
Yes, we're going from Australia, eh? Or no, that's...
No, before we go to Australia, eh?
Hey, that's Canada, sorry. Australia, shrimp on the bobby, I know that one.
Okay, before we go to Australia, mate...
We're going to San Francisco, shortly.
That's kind of an odd choice.
Shortly. Coming up shortly, we have the Magic Organ. I have to say that. And I'm looking for... Well, I can't talk. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover. But we're starting off with our trip to San Francisco, as I left my heart in San Francisco with the Magic Organ on...
Cheese, Please!
Thank you.
be a go-go getter. Break away from the crowd. Break away from the ordinary and do yourself proud.
Cheese, please.
With a magic organ, and I'm looking over a four-leaf clover. Wow, and before that, I had my heart in San Francisco. I move around this week on the show. Well, at least the magic organ does. Right, Daffodil?
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere.
Certainly seems that way. By the way, this is Jeez Please. My name is Snarf Dude. I'm full as a gook 50K south of the Whoop Whoop. I'm broadcasting to you from... What?
Nothing. You wouldn't even let me say my name.
Oh, say your name.
Daffodil.
Okay. And we're both broadcasting 50K south of Whoop Whoop. What?
Nothing.
I'm just getting into these Australia sayings.
You're just mucking around. That's what you're doing. And if you don't stop it, I'm going to job you.
Oh, speaking of Australian sayings, though, I didn't know some of these were actually originated in Australia that we use up here in North America. For example, don't get your knickers in a knot.
That may have actually originated someplace other than Australia.
Oh, well, it's coming up here. And the fair crack of the whip.
I've discovered as I'm going through this humongous list of Australian phrases that I might actually be Australian somewhere in like a previous lifetime.
Why?
Because I use a lot of these phrases all the time.
Oh, well, I never really took count. I'm sorry.
You know, like when I'm completely knackered.
Yes.
And when I'm, you know, telling you it's time to get dressed in your good clothes and I tell you to go tart yourself up. And every day we go to the diner and we have a cuppa.
Yeah, that's true. A cup of java, right?
Usually.
And let's go way down under now for a couple versions of Stairway to Heaven. This is not a one of those other things. We're not going to vote.
Yeah, there's no voting. We're not trying to decide which one's better or worse.
No.
We're allowing that they're equally the same.
Well, like I said, there was a album put out in the early 90s that had... I don't know, 23 versions of Stairway to Heaven. And I've picked two of the best ones. Others are just, well, let's not go into it. The best ones for this show, that is.
Are better than any other.
We've got Neil Pepper coming up shortly. He's doing Stairway to Heaven a la Elvis Presley. A hubba hubba hubba. And before that, starting it off, we've got the king of Australia, Timey Kangaroo Dan Swart, back in the 60s. This is Rolf Harris doing his version of Stairway to Heaven on
Cheese Please Australian Style.
There's an old Australian stockman, a rock band, trying but dying. They get themselves up onto their collective elbows, revert to their 60s instrumentation, and they try again. There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. All together now, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. And when she gets there, she knows if those stores are all closed, with a word she can get what she came for. All together now, with a word she can get what she came for. And it makes me wonder, how does it affect you, blokes?
Ooh, and it makes us wonder.
That's interesting, yeah. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have two meanings. All together now.
'Cause you know sometimes words have two meanings.
A lot of words have two meanings. Like in this song, the word to buy, buying a stairway to heaven, bought. Oh no, that's brought, isn't it, Bella? Well, there's lots of words have two meanings. In the tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven. All together now.
Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven.
Misgiven? Just the change instruments now. Thank you very much. Miss Given, ladies and gentlemen. Is it nice to have your name mentioned in the song? Yeah, it's no good. Lovely lady. There on the free trembler. Good one. Can I change it just a second? Thank you. Nearly finished. There's a lady I'm sure that I mentioned before. Yeah, did you? And she's buying a stairway to heaven.
All together now!
And she's buying a stairway to heaven.
Ooh, and it makes me wonder.
Ooh, and it makes us wonder. Ooh, and it makes us wonder.
Through the trees and the voices of those who stand looking, and it's where
suggest that soon, if we all come June, then the battle will lead us to reason, and a new day will dawn for those who stand up, and the fireworks echo will laugh.
Jeez, please, Neil Pepper, aka impersonating Elvis, doing Stairway to Heaven a la Viva Las Vegas.
That made me laugh out loud.
Really?
Yes, really. I have never heard anything so silly in my entire life.
Oh, it works, though.
It does. And you know what? We really can play those two songs because they don't sound like the same song.
Hey, before Rock, Rolf Harris before that, and, well, you know the song, Stairway to Heaven, his own version that really sounds like Timey Kangaroo Dance War, don't you think?
Pretty much.
Yes.
Everything he sings sounds like Timey Kangaroo Dance
You're
Sport.
Popping your peas again, Daffodil.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
please forgive me for popping.
Well, if we still keep doing this, we're going to have a blue, so we better turn off the microphones and do that. What?
I have no idea what that one means.
You're having a blue. We may have a fight or argument over that.
That's just because you're playing silly buggers. So just pull your head in. I put another snag on the Barbie and just rack off.
Rack off?
Because you're being a rat bag.
Oh, no. And here I was going to ask you to go and turn yourself up so we can have a naughty. What?
No, we're not going to have a naughty.
I don't think we've ever had a naughty.
You're just a total gala.
Oh, thank you.
Dirty grub indeed.
I think we better go and do this now.
Topping the charts.
Better be careful or I will job you.
What? That sounds kind of dirty, too.
Oh, no, no. It means hit or punch you. I never would.
No, you wouldn't.
But it just sounds good.
No, it doesn't.
Well, it does if you're unemployed. What?
I suppose.
If you're unemployed, I will job you. Just a thought. Anyway, this guy, I don't know if he's unemployed or not these days.
Well, they're actually not a guy. It's a group.
Oh, well.
Right Said Fred were an English band based in London formed by brothers Richard Fairbrass and Fred Fairbrass.
Oh, okay.
Guitarist Rob Manzoli joined the duo in 1990. And
yes.
They're named after the song, which was a hit for Bernard Cribbins in 1962.
Oh, okay. Well, I remember doing my weddings back in the 90s. And it's all this is the first dance for the groom, I think it was. They'd take their shirts off and be totally ridiculous. And that's all I remember about this song.
It was really an odd kind of a song.
Yes. I'm too sexy. Yeah, well, you know, half the grooms were never like that, but they'd like to think so in the song anyway.
And it went very high.
And they were paying me money, so I couldn't say no.
And it even has a little bit of an instrumental break based on something by Jimi Hendrix.
So at the end of the wedding, I would say, yeah, you look great. Yeah, of course. Give me the money. What?
You take the money and run, honey.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, let's play the song. I'm too sexy for this microphone. Right here on...
Cheese, please.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me. It hurts. And I'm too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan, New York and Germany.
party, the way I'm disco dancing. I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk, on the catwalk, yeah, I do my little turn on the catwalk. By far, and I'm too sexy for my hat, too sexy for my hat. What you think about that? I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk, on the catwalk. Yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk.
Sitting where the fun is.
What happens when Robert Moog grazes in the grass, I think is fair to say.
You get this electronic noise.
Yeah. Before that, I'm too sexy, right, said Fred. He wasn't from Australia, but this
is. And he wasn't terribly sexy either.
But like I said, as the grooms ripped up the dance floor at the wedding receptions.
And the brides cringed.
Yeah, this actually they were too drunk to cringe. They were just laughing along with him. You know, everyone's happy.
As the groom stripped on the dance floor.
Yeah. I just covered my eyes.
It's a good idea.
And remembered the money. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and there weren't much money in that.
No, and this is Cheese Please. And you know what? Let's end off with a couple quick Australian things.
A few more phrases?
Yes, because the glove compartment is broken, so I'll just throw in and play the record, okay?
Well, you gotta give it a fair crack of the whip.
No. I put a snag on the barbie, so I gave up. Which actually means putting a sausage on the barbecue, but that's not a point. By the way, Daffodil, rack off. Just rack off.
And then Bob's your uncle.
Yeah.
It's a bloody oath.
Oh, you are bloody ratbag.
No, I already went through that whole page and used them all on you.
Okay, fine. What is this anyway? Alldownunder.com. Wow.
Yes, an entire dictionary of Australian slang phrases.
Okay, we're ending off the show this week with none other than, oh darn, what is it called as I wait for this to come up?
The auctioneer.
Oh, yes. No, this is something else.
On my list, it says the auctioneer.
I screwed up.
You changed it and didn't tell me.
Yes.
That explains why I'm so confused tonight.
Until next week, folks.
What are we playing?
Oh, the auctioneer.
Until next week. Oh, so I was right.
Yes. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go, then. What are you going to give for him? I bid 25, will you give me $30? 30, make it 30, bid it 30, 35, now to 40, make it 40, bid it 40, now to 5, 5, 5, make it 45. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma when she told him that he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, then pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. $25 bidder now, $30, 30, will you give me 30, make it 30, bid it, mama, $30, will you give me 30, hoorah, give me $30 bid. $30 bidder now, $35, will you give me 35, make it 35, bid it 35, who bid it at a $35 bid. Time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't jest. He practiced calling bids both night and day. His pap would find him behind a barn, just working up an awful storm. He tried to imitate that auctioneer. Well, the people came from miles around just to hear him make that happy sound that filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. And now he stops in all the land. Let's pause and give that man a hand, for he's the best of all the auctioneers. $35 bidder now, $40, 40, will you give me 40, make it 40, bid it, mama, $40, will you give me 40, hoorah, give me $40 bid. $40 bidder now, $45, will you give me 45, make it a 45, bid it a 45, who will bid it at a $45 bid. $45 bidder now, $50, 50, will you give me 50, make it 50, bid it, mama, $50, will you give me 50, hoorah, give me $50 bid. $50 bidder now, $55, will you give me 55, make it a 55, bid it a 55, sold that hog for $50 bill. Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let him out, and here we go, and what are you going to give me for him? I bid 25, will you give me $30, 30, make it 30, bid it 35, now to 40, make it 40, now to bid it.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.